Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. This is episode 058 of the Daughter of Godcast. Thaw. I guess there's not going to be a visit to the model shop this week. We're recovering from a field mouse apocalypse. Within the shack's security perimeter, between the keys and the reeds of the pump organ, I discovered two mummified, tiny, furry corpses. They died building advanced technology, thousands of tiny, colorful, interwoven threads, reminiscent of a neural network, perhaps a spaceship or a trans-dimensional gateway. But before they could finish, they were made to unexist, perhaps by a human pathogen lethal to their race. I haven't performed autopsies yet, but their construct is being examined in our labs by crack Christian scientists. Also, there is impending relevancy I forgot to mention last week. Here and now stuff. Two things. SEO, or search engine optimization, and Thaw of the Dead, a zombie movie that I was in. They're kind of related. Back in the spring of 2014, I was cast in a zombie flick, Thaw of the Dead. I played Russell, shepherd to a tiny tribe of starving survivors trapped in a hydroelectric dam. Thaw was conceived as a short, but after additional shooting a year later, the project grew into a full-on feature. Bam! Wham! Shazam! Director David Merrick's previous feature, Somewhere West, followed a tortured soul wandering hither and yon in scenic locations. Honestly, that's all I can remember. But right now, I'm propped up in a tall grass field with crickets chirping and wind stirring the red pines, so activating a less idyllic space-time locus isn't all that appealing. What I'm trying to say is that after seeing Somewhere West, I felt that David's best work was ahead of him. And I was not wrong, no. At the cast and crew screening of Thaw of the Dead's near final cut in December of 2016, I found this movie to be pretty great in a culty sort of way. And since I aspire for Daughter of God to achieve cult status, that's a huge thumbs up from me. David collaborated with cinematographer Matt Dayton, who I thought at first to be a mild-mannered sort of geeky introvert. But that's just a clever disguise. He's actually a total kook, a freak, a mad genius, and one sexy motherfucker. The unsinkable Kat Muncy produced the shit out of this project. Kat was an enthusiastic backer of Team Dog's recent swim for Grand Traverse Bay. She just plain rocks. Full stop. These three rallied Northern Michigan's most passionate aspirants to cinematic greatness. The Thaw Project had commitment, a micro-budget, and momentum. I was excited to be offered the part. I might even have begged a little. I still can't remember. Everybody see me? Hi! Hey, what's up? You, what's up? Well, The Daughter of Godcast is proud to announce the world premiere of Thaw of the Dead this October 13th at the Imagine Royal Oak Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. Royal Oak is pretty much Detroit for you non-Michiganders, and there are still tickets. Check out this page for the link, dog.movie, episode 058, Thaw. That's dog.movie 058, Thaw. Check out that page for the link to get your tickets. The lead in this movie is played by Benjamin Bush from The Wire. So Thaw even has a star. A real star. I can't guarantee that the entire cast and crew will attend, but short of a super volcano eruption, I will be there, ready to sign intimate parts of your body with a Sharpie, should you so desire. The Dan Kelly, Shri Fuji split, Daughter of God section in the theater are rows A and B, right down in front. The ticket widget is a little confusing. All the purple seats that are reserved are actually available for purchase. I've got B7 and B8, so if you're looking for a thrill, you can buy tickets right near me. Better than Sense Around and 3D to have me dipping over into your popcorn. Wouldn't that be cool? Doesn't that sound like fun? Yes, the fabulous Dan Kelly, a.k.a. Shri Fuji Split, that's spelled F-U-G-I-S-P-I-L-T, but pronounced Fuji Split, will be available for hobnobbing and selfies. And then afterwards, we'll all wade together through a phalanx of paparazzi. A phalanx of paparazzi. Fay, Thifter. Thaw of the Dead was entered in a slew of festivals and got into a few. Not as many as we hoped, and David is already looking towards video on demand, or VOD. I'm a fairly fierce critic generally, and the zombie genre is definitely not my favorite. As I've said though, I like Thaw, and not just because I have a speaking part. Okay, admittedly, I wanted to like it, but if I hadn't have liked it, you would never have heard about it here on the Daughter of Godcast unless it was accompanied by snide jokes. And have you heard any snide jokes? No. Well, maybe in the beginning. Okay. No. No, you haven't. Let's keep it simple. So if Thaw was decent, then why wasn't there more interest from festivals? Maybe because there are so many indie films out there, and lots of them are decent, and really, really good, and maybe even excellent. So, good movies need to be more than just good. They need a following, a fan base, a jumpstart. How does an audience discover a movie that isn't even screening yet, and won't start screening for another 2 months? Or in the case of Daughter of God, when I started the Daughter of God cast, 16 months! 16 months! Well, you're listening to it, yes. The Daughter of Godcast has since sprouted 10,000 new purposes, but we got started to invite the audience in. And that was just over a year ago. And since then, we've dipped our toes into various other audience-inviting adventures, trial-launching swag and exploring crowdfunding with the swim for Grand Traverse Bay. Plus, a consistent presence on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LO, and LinkedIn has helped. All this has been fun and inspiring, but, hold up, hang on, there's a significant element to inviting that has yet to be implemented. Search engine optimization, or SEO. Figaro. How do search engines like Google and DuckDuckGo find what folks are searching for? Did you ever wonder that? Well, they do it by sussing out whether the searcher's needs were met. What? How can a search engine know that? Have we gone beyond artificial intelligence and into the realm of artificial metaphysics? Psychic search engines? What does that even mean? You've been dipping your toes into the Daughter of Godcast, and in David Lynch style, we've opened up yet another mystery without closing out the last one. Can search engines read your mind, Will we ever get into the model shop? What were those dead mice up to? Will the pump organ ever be restored to full operation? All questions will eventually be either answered or forgotten. Do come back next week, because whatever we're talking about, everything just keeps getting better and better. Guarantee. So, good movies need to be more than just good. They need a following, a fan base, a jumpstart.